problem we have across the globe. I'm not going to say Kano. I'm not going to say Nigeria. I'm not going to say the country. Throughout the globe, we want to compete with each other regarding the size of our marriages and weddings. Not the marriage, but the wedding. The size. How many people? 20,000 people in that wedding. Look, my brothers and sisters, not everyone is wealthy. Live exactly according to your means and set a trend where people can follow a good trend. Keep it simple, down to earth. There is greater blessing in that which is simple, simplicity. If you can afford something huge, no problem, but still keep it simple. And remember, there are people who are coming after you who are going to want to be like you. I know of a case where a simple family, a young girl, she was very good looking. When the proposal came, her father made a condition to the groom to be that we need to have a wedding with X number of people at such and such a place, and we need to do this, this, this. And the boy is thinking, gosh, I haven't even moved forward, and you're already talking about what exactly you want. What is the whole purpose of this marriage? Are you selling your daughter? Or what is it that you're trying to do here? That should never be a point of discussion. Subhanallah, keep it simple. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, he was the richest of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ at one stage. Do you know that? In his early life, he didn't even let the Prophet ﷺ know that he was getting married. Not that he didn't want to say it, but when the nikah is ready, you don't delay it. So he got the marriage done. When the mark of perfume, or there was a yellow mark on his clothes, it was seen by the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ says, "What is this yellow mark?" He says, "Tazawwajtu ya Rasulallah. I got married, O Messenger." How many of us, we would never speak to our friends if they didn't invite us to their marriages? Because we have lost focus from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. We have lost focus, subhanallah.